Welcome to the Athena Wellness Podcast, the show that invites you to take a seat around the community fire and listen to stories that inspire. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson, author, coach, and founder of Athena Wellness, a company that helps women enhance their well-being and reimagine their current stage of life as a time of strength and reconnection with themselves. Here we are at episode 2, and today's show features a conversation that I recently had with Tiffany Hill. Tiffany describes herself as a fitness coach who helps women change their bodies so they look and feel gorgeous in and out of their clothes. Now that's the way to start a new year, don't you think? As you'll hear, Tiffany and I are both passionate about wellness and fitness. We both incorporate mind, body, and spirit into our practices, but we have different approaches. And that's exactly why I wanted to have Tiffany on the podcast, to show there's no one right way, just the right way for you, and you get to choose what works best for you. We cover a brief review of 2020 and how it impacted our planning for the new year. We also talk about 2021, what we're focusing on, and practical advice for our listeners on how to include fitness and wellness practices into your life and how to invite some ease. At the end of the show, we have our first Dose of Inspiration segment, where Tiffany shares some of the things that are lighting her up these days, with the intent of sharing new resources with you. Lastly, I think it's important to mention that Tiffany and I, and many of our clients, have the privilege of working from home or having flexibility in our schedules. And while I do mention our frontline workers during the conversation, I again want to express my gratitude to those who are keeping our country and our world running under very difficult circumstances. And to the healthcare workers who have been working tirelessly, please know that we're doing all we can to support you from afar, including keeping ourselves and our clients out of your emergency rooms through good health and good habits. Thank you. And now on to the show. I hope you enjoy the conversation. Tiffany, welcome to the Athena Wellness Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
And thanks for having me.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. So I'm a fitness professional, and for the last 14 years, I've been coaching women and some men on how to get their bodies healthier inside and outside through workouts, clean eating with real food, redirecting their mindset for sustainable success, finding balance. And I give them the tools to gain the physical strength and the mental confidence. And then the rest really starts to fall into place. And I'm not the quick fix coach, you know, with diets or fake foods. You know, I coach in the real world.
Mm-hmm. It's great. And I can vouch for that because in my book, The Athena Principles, there's a story on the first day I attended a boot camp class at 5:30 in the morning. And more importantly, the next morning when I woke up to reach over to shut off my alarm, and everything, and I mean every muscle in my body, was sore. And who was the leader of that class?
That would have been me.
That would have been you.
Guilty as charged.
Exactly. But I share that story because it shows you two things. One, how our bodies adjust, because going from that kind of experience, your boot camp really got me to have the mental capacity to be doing some of the endurance things that I did after that, as well as physical shape as well. So I can certainly attest to what you're saying and what you do. But on the other side of that, we are both wired to kind of go harder, faster, further. And I can tell you, at least for me, as I'm thinking about 2021, that has shifted some. And I'm guessing maybe that's been the case, if not for you, maybe your clients. And that's some of the things that, you know, that I want to talk about today.
Absolutely.
So the podcast is going to be posted sometime in mid-January. So I don't want to spend too much time reflecting on 2020, but I do think it informed where we're going in the new year. So let's start with some of the biggest concerns you had. When lockdown came, think back to last spring, and suddenly we were in lockdown. What were some of the concerns either you or your clients were facing at that time?
Well, at that time, for me personally, I know that it was not being able to get to the gym. you know, and doing the types of workouts that, you know, I was accustomed to for myself, you know, and being in the weight room, which is, you know, where I really loved to be. So I know that for that, you know, my healthy lifestyle was, you know, was intact. My food was intact. Like, so again, for me personally, but, the other part of it was, like, you know, losing the social aspect of really everything, you know, for me, cause I'm a very social person. So I think that also, you know, impacted my clients as well. And with my clients too, you know, then they're like, well, where, how am I going to work out? How am I going to stay fit? How am I going to, how?
Yep. And we'll get into some of the ways that we might be able to help our listeners. But, you know, I would say for me, my biggest concern was my well-being. Like, I didn't know how that was going to be impacted. And one of the things that I did, like, I was concerned, was I going to get lazy? I mean, you know me well enough to know that that probably wasn't going to be an issue, but that was my fear, exactly. Right? So it's like, am I going to get lazy? Am I going to start numbing myself? And maybe not with food or alcohol, but maybe it's with, you know, other social, you know, we were on Zoom so much and things like that. So that kind of unknowingness, I think, was definitely impactful. I created something I called the sanity spreadsheet and kind of outlined, like, what are the top 10 things I need to do every day to help my well-being? And for me, I mean, it was like journaling, meditating, exercising, healthy eating, like sleeping, minimizing television and social media. Like, and I just had a checklist that I would kind of go through on a daily basis. I did that for about 10 weeks until I felt comfortable enough of, you know what, like, I'm okay. Like, it's okay. We're getting into a new groove. And so, you know, there are things that we can do when we're feeling that uncertainty that might be able to help us, something as simple as an Excel spreadsheet. But that's kind of the way I think, mm-hmm. Right?
That's a great tool. For sure. That's a great tool and a great practice to have. So yeah. Good for you for doing that.
So let's think about some of the lessons in 2020. What are some of the things that you learned as a result of going through the year?
A big lesson for me is, really, I had to recreate my business. That's probably the biggest lesson for me that's something I learned, you know, that the extra time that I had afforded me the ability to learn something new and to be able to recreate my fitness business in a different modality, because now I wasn't in front of people anymore physically. So so that was a lesson, you know, professionally, and realizing that I didn't have enough self-care practices in my life because of lack of time. So, you know, that was another lesson that I learned, you know, personally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So some of the biggest lessons for me, I was surprised at how much I was able to reconnect with being outside, you know, when the warm weather came, how much of a joy that was to be able to take long hikes and to get outside. Learning new things was a big thing for me as well. And I also realized how much I love to teach. When the pandemic hit, I started to give free meditation and writing classes, and that really kind of solidified, like, wow, this is something I really want to add to my portfolio. So I think that was really a nice surprise as well. Let's talk about some of the gains, some of the biggest things, surprises maybe, that came out of the year, positive surprises.
Definitely reinventing my business, my fitness business. That was a huge gain. I had a side gig going on there too, and I was able to let that go because I reinvented my fitness business. And, you know, so that was great because then I was able to keep connections with my clients and in just a different way, and, you know, being able to still service them the way, you know, they needed me to, you know, still be a part of their lives. So that was a big gain, is really because I wasn't going to be in front of them anymore in, you know, physically, but I could be, you know, via Zoom and, you know, emails and, you know, that was huge for me because that was going to be too hard to lose, you know, for me, you know, in my heart. But, you know, I also realized too, another gain was, you know, that I didn't need the weight room that I was missing. I was missing it because I love it, but I didn't need it to, you know, gain what it is that I want to gain for me personally, you know, physically. And, you know, so that was good. And, you know, another big gain is sleeping past 4:30 a.m. That's that was huge for me. More sleep, which is really great. You know, I get to stay awake after 9 p.m. and I don't have to wake up at 4:30 a.m. So I'm not gonna lie, I'm enjoying that. But you know, the time gave me the ability to create more in my fitness world, which is a really fun thing for me to do, and to take care of myself more, take care of my surroundings more, you know, which created a happiness on an inner level for me. You know, practicing new daily rituals.
I will say, for me, my biggest gains, you know, I had to learn how to let go of outcome. So I'll say that more broadly of, you know, you just got to kind of show up every day as we're creating businesses and publishing books and doing the things that we're doing and getting things out into the world that might be helpful, no matter the form, no matter whether it's perfect in your eyes or not, but just letting these things go. So that was definitely a big learning experience for me, as well as settling into my own rhythms and experimenting. So I think I experimented a lot with some of the wellness things that I've been working with clients with, which has been really fun as well. And we'll get into some of that as we get into 2021, which is where we're heading right now. And so I want to go through some of the same things, like what are some of the concerns as we're going into the new year, and really with your clients' perspectives, right? And just to frame it a little bit, I will say, one of the things that I'm seeing, and only because I've been getting booked for some conversations in January, is the impact of mental well-being.
Awesome.
As this, you know, our the pandemic kind of wears on, that's been a big element. And so certainly you're taking care of that from the physical standpoint. But there's also like some, it feels like people are looking for some release valves of some sort, you know, having gone through this for a while, which is kind of what you were alluding to, like, you know, having to stay in just a little bit longer and now the winter coming for those in North America. So can you talk a little bit about what some of your clients' concerns are as we go into the new year?
Definitely reaching their fitness goals, you know, that they've always had on their mind, I think, you know, the nutrition aspect has always been, you know, within the home, so to speak, but the fitness side of it, you know, everybody wanting to get out and doing, you know, group classes again, or, but having everybody's safety in mind, you know, but I really think from my client's perspective that, you know, that's a big concern from them. And, you know, not being able to discipline themselves at home, you know, with working out, you know, it's, you know, now nutrition's at home, now working out is also at home. So I do think from a client's perspective, that's a big concern for them. And, you know, and that takes a toll on them mentally, you know, like you were referring to, you know, because they're stuck in their homes and they have the distractions there. So they let all of that get in the way of taking care of themselves.
And so how have some of those, you know, getting back to what we were saying, we don't need all the equipment we think we need, even though we may want it. What have been some of the things that have been helpful to your clients who do have to work out at home with you guiding them? Like what have been some of the types of things you've been able to lead them through to keep their fitness levels up?
So when the pandemic first hit and I had to shut down my morning boot camp class, I immediately went into recording full workouts on video for them. So then that's what became my workout, because I was doing, I wasn't just giving them a list of exercises to do, because that's less accountable for them, I think, is just having, you know, an email that says, you know, do this, do that, do this, do that, versus, you know, pressing a link to a YouTube video of a full workout that they're doing with me. So I thought that was a big thing, and a good thing to do for them. And it wasn't live. And, you know, I had other people asking me, you know, why am I not doing Zoom workouts? And the reason for that is because if I gave them a video that they can press play at any time that they wanted to or any time that they had time for, then that was going to serve them better. So if they didn't want to work out at 6:30 a.m. anymore and they could work out at noon, you know, they had that, you know, opportunity to do that. So I was giving them videos. So that's what I was doing for the clients that I, you know, that wanted to sign up with, for those videos. And I did that for quite a few months. So it was great workouts for me too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they included equipment, you know, dumbbells and they also just included body weight. And I also, you know, would give them tips on how to sort of make equipment at home mm-hmm. so that they had some external resistance so that they can intensify the workout.
Great. Excellent. I'll tell you, for me, my biggest concern as I go into 21, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'll pick your brain now. I feel like I have I feel like I don't want to lose my mental toughness. And the way I was right. keeping my mental toughness was by training for events, especially these last couple of years, you know, between the cycling and the running and all these things that I was doing. And yes, I could still do those things. Like I could still run and I do run, but without having that thing to train for, I feel like I can maintain, but I don't know if I'm getting better. And so I wonder what you think about that or how you might coach your clients who may have the same type of concern.
You know, for myself, I always have goals for myself to reach, you know, so that I don't get lazy. You know, and for me, it's not necessarily an event like it is for you. For me, it is a physical goal in terms of just my physicality. So it's, you know, a certain body weight percentage. It's, you know, a certain dress that I want to fit into better. It's, you know, those are the types of goals that I set for myself. So, you know, when it comes to my clients, their goals are usually, I guess, along those lines, you know, so it's fitting into their jeans better or, you know, fitting into a smaller pair of jeans or something like that. So, you know, so I do goal setting with my clients and that's typically what it is. It might be an event, like one of the clients that I'm working with right now, you know, there is a trip, an Outer Banks trip for her planned in May. So she wants to be in a much better physical place, you know, by that time. So, mm-hmm. you know, so sometimes there are events, but usually the goals that, my clients are setting for themselves and that I help them realize for themselves is more about, you know, the clothes they have in their closets that they want to fit into again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I've also been thinking of the total energy spend that we are committed to on a daily basis now. Like it's shifted, right? Back a year ago, it may have been commuting to work, getting a job done, picking up the kids, soccer, whatever people had in their lives. Now it's more sedentary. But the mental expenditure of being on Zoom for, you know, for a lot of people, you know, not those that are on the front lines, because we've got, that's a whole nother issue. Like if somebody is fighting the good fight on the front lines and our heart always goes out to folks that are doing that, this isn't the time to start a CrossFit, you know, routine, right? Like this isn't the time for that. This is the time for better sleep that you mentioned before. Mm-hmm. So maybe the balancing of like what's going on in your life. If it's for some people, they need that carrot to say, you know what, I'm looking forward to this trip. Let me bake in some wellness goals to that. Like that's a great combination, right?
Sure.
You know, I'm feeling like I need to, you know, have a more specific goal in mind to be able to continue, whatever that might be. But I don't think it's a one size fits all kind of thing, just because our lives have always been varied, but the way this has impacted us, I think, has greatly varied. And so I think we need to take that into consideration too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Different for everybody.
So then where are you focusing your wellness efforts in the upcoming year?
Part of my wellness efforts will definitely be in a better mind-body balance. Also mind wellness, you know, for sure. By practicing gratitude, having daily affirmations, you know, taking a step back just to breathe and appreciate life. That's, you know, I think those things are huge in wellness. You know, it doesn't always have to be about your food and your exercise, which I think are incredibly important, but your mind, you know, definitely could rule all of that. So you need to have a healthy mind as well. And those are ways to do that.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, some of the things that I'm thinking about for the new year are, I experimented with some things last year, like intermittent fasting, and that seems to work really well with me. I stop eating usually somewhere around 4:30 and pick up again maybe 8-ish in the morning, working out fasted. And that plus using, I have barbells and dumbbells downstairs, so that and body weight, so to be able to build muscle, like those two things seem to be a good combination for me. But the other thing that I think has really helped too, getting back to your mental and kind of spiritual state, is I've been going through a lot of old boxes and clearing out a lot of old possessions, and that has made a big difference as well. So it's like losing weight in a different way. That has really made, seems to have cleared the path for the new year in a different way, which feels really good.
That's fantastic. That's another good thing to do.
Yeah. So I think we both agree, really, it's about keeping things realistic, doable, and aligned with where you are in life today.
Agreed, right? 100%. And 100%. Great. Well said.
So let's talk, maybe we can give our listeners some practical advice, especially keeping our immune system strong as we go into the winter, not quite out of the woods yet with the pandemic. Let's talk a little bit about mind, body, and spirit and specific things that people can incorporate into their routines that might be helpful.
Absolutely. So body, obviously, exercise and nutrition. You know, if you want to keep your immune system elevated, or you want to elevate it from where it is now, you have to eat clean. You have to fill your body with good macro and micronutrients. You have to exercise. You have to keep your muscles strong, your joints strong, your bones strong. Stretching, I think, is another, you know, huge thing in body, and massage, and then breathing. So all of those things together, you know, will definitely help the body this time.
So that's the fitness expert. Now I'll give you the wellness, the kindler, gentler wellness coach comes in. And we had the same things. I think it's just a little bit of a twist, right? So you had exercise. I have movement. Because again, where people may be in their lives. So I think we definitely agree there. One of the things that I was able to work on last year, and it was so simple, I put a chin-up bar in the door of my closet in my master bedroom. And, you know, when I would go by, I just do one. But how many times do you walk past, you know, because I have to get to the restroom is there, right? So it was the perfect place to keep it, and just to try to, and not perfect, but just jump up and do one. And then go out and jump up and do one every time I go in and out of there. So movement for sure. And mindful eating I was experimenting with, which is really getting clear on, is this something that I'm really craving because I'm hungry? Like my cells need this food? Or is there something else going on here? And a lot of times, as you know, there's something else going on that's making you crave something that may have nothing to do with the food itself. And so there'll be more on that in episodes to come, but that has been a really interesting experiment from a body standpoint.
Very good. Very nice.
How about mind?
So for the mind, for a healthy mind, positive self-talk, we are what we think. So thinking positively, acting positively, and getting rid of those, you know, negative vibes and thoughts, you know, I don't know, that's probably number one. People take that for granted, I think, because they don't really think about what they're thinking about, you know, or how they're thinking about something. And if you really sit down and do that, you realize how many negative thoughts actually do go through your mind, you know, throughout the day or throughout the week. So trying to take a negative and turn it around and find the positive in it and talk kindly to yourself. Gratitude, another thing, that's something that I started practicing a lot more, you know, having a gratitude journal and writing in that as often as possible. I'm not going to say that I do it daily because I don't. But, and I have sometimes long breaks before I do it again, but it's a habit that I want to have. So, you know, habits take practice. And that's one of the things that I coach all the time in my program. And that's one of the habits that I need to practice because it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, so part of that too is journaling thoughts, you know, might not always be about gratitude, but maybe a journal that just, you know, you can write down what you're thinking about certain situations that you've been through or have happened to you that day. So, you know, I think those things really help to create a healthy mind.
Mm-hmm. I have something I call sparks. And that's the one thing a day that actually makes me happy or brings joy. And it could be something as simple as, you know, a song that I want to hear, or sometimes I'll buy myself some flowers. But I also found the New York Times has a mini crossword. It takes me about anywhere from a minute and a half to 4 minutes to do. Like, it's just this little tiny thing. But that's kind of like my little ritual before I go to bed. Like, that's kind of like my the last thing that I see before I kind of shut down, you know, and try to get into a more of a sleep kind of a mind frame. But anything that creates a positive impact like that, I try. And like you, it's you do your best. You know, it may not be every single day. But the other thing, you mentioned journaling. I try doing something new, I think, has been really helpful in this time. Like, this is a great time to be able to experiment. And I feel like because we've been schooled lately of not taking risk, health risks, that taking risks in other ways, whether it's creativity or journaling, like you mentioned, is a really great counterbalance right now. Mm-hmm. So how about from a spirit perspective?
Well, from a spirit perspective, I would say trying something new. Mm-hmm. Doing things that make you happy. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be big things, you know. Find the little things that make you happy. Try something new that excites you. You know, something that you might have been thinking about for a long time that sounds so exciting. Try it, you know, give it a go, you know, and give yourself space to reset. You know, even though we're in a different world now, it's still a crazy world. Our lives are still crazy and probably just crazy in another way. So giving yourself some space to, you know, just take a step back and reset a little bit. And, you know, thinking deeply about what your purpose is and what you value most, you know, that should give you the inner peace and inner happiness too, which, you know, lifts your spirits.
Mm-hmm. I was just listening to a talk yesterday, a doctor from, I think, Colorado, a university somewhere out in Colorado, but he was saying that those that have purpose or would say that they have purpose in their life, that's really linked to longevity, even more than exercise and eating right. Having that frame for life, that there's a purpose that you're here, really has a big impact on wellness and on health, which I was really surprised that it was so far up on the list. But it turns out that's what the research is starting to show, which is pretty interesting. So I think that's along those same lines. I would agree with what you're saying about space. One thing that I found out about myself over the last year was that I really need that quiet time. That's the way I fill my tank, right? That's the way I'm able to do what I do in the world, by giving myself that space, which is really critical. Also, helping somebody. You know, even with a smile, like, I notice when I'm out on hikes now and I pass somebody, because we don't see a lot of folks, that there is that, you know, that need to connect, even if it's just with a smile and a nod, where before, you know, we live in, you know, in the metropolitan New York area, and we tend to just walk by people very quickly. That seems to have slowed down a bit over these last, you know, 10 months or so, which I find pretty fascinating.
Yeah, that's really great. I love that, the smile and just to, you know, give out a hello.
Yeah.
You know, it's I don't know, that makes me feel good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I love that. So that was fantastic. I love that.
And speaking of easy, let's think about, you know, have the perspective or the mindset to say, okay, you know, whenever we're coming into a new year, we feel like we have to create resolutions or we have these big goals. Like, how can we ease into this maybe in ways we haven't before? How do we just make wellness or fitness a little bit easier? How do we psych ourselves up for, you know, the new year and trying to try these new things?
I think that, you know, January 1st puts a lot of pressure on people. And you know, we grew up just thinking that, you know, and thinking that that's the ultimate reset. You know, it's January 1st, a brand new year. You know, you have to do it now because you're never going to be able to do it again. That's, which is not true. So I think taking the pressure off, you know, forgetting that, it, you know, that it's January 1st and not relying on the calendar to tell you when you need to, you know, start something fresh or get into a better frame of mind to, you know, get what it is that you're looking for. Just take some of the pressure off and take it step by step. It's okay to go slow to get what you want done. You know, and like I said earlier, you know, this relates to the type of business that I'm in, but, you know, I'm not a quick fix kind of person when it comes to my clients. You know, it's, you got to slow down, you got to embrace the journey. And so it's too hard when it's overwhelming, when there's too much, too many rules, too many guidelines that you got to follow. So if you had to make it easier, you got to take it step by step and, you know, one step at a time and get it done and then move on to the next step. I don't know. I think that's what easy, you know, means to me, I think.
Yeah. I had a couple of things on the list that, you know, maybe think about movement, like just committing to doing the movement that you like to do, you know, and I'm talking about folks that are really stuck, you know, and they know they need to move more, but the thought of having to do, you know, a Zoom class is a little too much. Well, what is it that you like to do? Can we start with walks? Can we start with something that you can commit to doing every day because it's enjoyable versus three times a week and I'm not looking forward to it? So there may be, and I'm talking for folks that are just trying to get themselves off the couch and out the door. So so that would be one thing. Another thing is this idea of wellness by subtraction. So are there some things you can stop doing? You know, I had to take a look at, I tried probably about 18 months ago, just out of an experiment of, I did like a 90-day no alcohol kind of thing, just because I wanted to try. And that really teaches you about your habits. You know, same thing with fasting. You know, it teaches you when you're reaching for something and maybe, you know, that's not really what would satisfy what it is that you're looking for. So it's a good tool. And it's not something, you don't have to buy anything. You don't have to eat in a special way. You can just stop doing something. So that's an option. And then, you know, the other thing, and we talked a little bit about it, of like the difference it makes to either rearrange your belongings or declutter or get rid of some things that are no longer supporting where you are in life, that can free up some energy as well. That can be used to, you know, do more of kind of like the mind body. If you're freeing up some other space around you. And then I love what you said about the quiet, right? Sometimes it could be as simple as sitting somewhere with a journal and just being grateful for what you have versus this coming from a place of scarcity of, I don't have this thing that I'm looking for. It's like, wow, I've got a lot. And maybe we start there and build from there. Because I love that you said, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen on a day. Right. And it doesn't happen overnight, that this is really about a journey. And, you know, I can say from personal experience, you know, knowing you and some of our friends who have you know, interests really goes a long way for support. And those folks could be in person, they can be online, they can be in classes, but trying to find those connections too of folks that are kind of in your same fitness level or wellness level to start to have some conversations with might be a great place to start as well.
Right, absolutely. Good point.
So we'd like to end these conversations when we have guests on the Athena Wellness Podcast with something I call dose of inspiration.
Okay.
And these are just kind of you know, quick hits on a fixed set of questions just to give our listeners some ideas of new ideas and new ways of thinking about things. So we start with the first one, which is, can you share your favorite wellness practice or maybe a recent wellness win?
Well, my favorite wellness practice is definitely exercise, followed closely by good nutrition.
You're such a fitness person.
I'm so single-minded. I can't help it. That's what it is.
That's okay. That's okay. These are your answers.
Well, you know what? Okay. If those weren't my favorite, then how can I coach my clients?
Yes.
Because, you know, that's what I coach my clients on. So,
Absolutely. And
they are truly my favorite. They are not just like this, what they have to be, because that's how I coach my clients. It's because of, you know, they actually are. So,
right. And so share a recent struggle or a place where you're focusing your wellness.
I'm recreating my gym workout, you know, to be at home and as close to my gym workout as I can make it. You know, I do have a good amount of equipment, but that's been a struggle for me because I want to do things that I cannot do because I do not have the equipment to do it. So I'm trying to figure out ways to recreate that. I don't know. Is that a struggle?
To get that intensity.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're trying to get to that same kind of intensity or that same kind of feel.
Yeah. I mean, I can coach intensity without all the stuff that I use in the gym. That's just my personal preferences. But there's lots of ways to have intense workouts without doing it the way I do it. That's just something that I happen to love to do and greatly miss. But yeah, there's the fitness person coming out again.
All right. That's okay. That's why you're on. What have you read or listened to lately that you enjoyed?
Oh, my favorite podcast for sure, which is also my favorite trainer out there in the world, Todd Durkin. So that's just, I find him, he is, you know, just so energetic and so motivational. And I know there's so many other motivational speakers out there too, you know, which I've also, you know, just started tapping into really. I'm sort of new at listening to podcasts, but I've listened to it when I've taken my rides to New Hampshire to visit my son in college. And that's a 4-hour ride and I'll just be listening all 4 hours. And I just get so fired up. You know, so fired up. And those are his words usually, you know, fired up. And he fires me up for sure.
And that's the impact.
Yeah.
I think it's called impact, right? I'll put a link in the show notes.
Okay.
And my guess is that next time you go to New Hampshire, you'll also be listening to the Athena Wellness Podcast.
Absolutely.
But that's just a – but I will put Todd's – I'll put Todd's link in the notes. What new thing or experience are you looking forward to trying?
Public speaking. Sharing my message, my craft to a broader audience. That's one thing that I look forward to doing. I actually look forward to it. I don't really have the fear about it that a lot of people have. I look at that as the challenge that I need to conquer. And so I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. Excellent. Envision your perfect road trip. Where would you go? What would you do?
Specifically where I would go, I don't really have a specific destination, but my perfect road trip, it would be driving south somewhere and it could possibly be Florida, you know, but what I want is, it would be to end up in a quaint town, Southern United States, somewhere warm all year round, somewhat warm all year round to find the perfect place to plant some roots for my future.
All right. Excellent. And what has you feeling inspired these days? What's lighting you up?
What's lighting me up is I am seeing some clients in person. So I'm doing one-on-one training in their homes, and that is lighting me up for sure. But I can be with my clients in person and train them and show them, you know, what they can do. You know, and taking them through a process of something that they didn't think that they can do to realizing that they have the power to do it. So that's been lighting me up.
Excellent. And then the last one, what has you optimistic about the future?
that this pandemic is going to come to an end. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just optimistic about that. I just think that's going to open some doors. Hopefully, you know, again, as I'm thinking about other people in this world who've had to close their doors as a result of the pandemic. But, you know, so I meant that in both ways. But I'm definitely optimistic about that. And then also reaching my own personal fitness goal.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Tiffany, I can't thank you enough for sharing your wisdom and your insight with us today. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
Thank you very much for having me. First of all, I'd like to say I really appreciate the opportunity. And so listeners can reach me on email, Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-I, at tntfitnessnj.com. Or they can find me on Facebook, Tiffany Hill on Facebook. And please, if you do, you know, send me a friend request. And also on Instagram at tntfitnessnj.
Great. Thanks again, Tiffany. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
I hope this episode gave you some ideas to consider as you reflect on your own wellness intentions. There are so many ways to support your well-being. Find a practice that feels right for you at this point in your life and commit to doing that, even if it's for a few minutes a day. It's been my experience that when you do something that feels nurturing and supportive, it inevitably leads to more time and new ways to support your wellness intentions. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know there are many ways you can spend your time. Thank you for choosing to spend it with me. Until our paths cross again, be kind to yourself and show your warrior spirit some love. If you enjoyed this episode and found it of value, please hit subscribe and leave a review. That helps others find their way to our circle and ensures you'll never miss an episode. And if you have a question you'd like addressed on the show, or you just want to get in touch with me, visit www.athenawellness.com/contact. Until next time, be well.